So we've been heads down for 5 or 6 years, essentially rebuilding our technology platform. Beginning of 2018, we had about 10% of our user base migrated, and toward the end of it, we were pushing 50%. So in addition to launching new products and building new features and what have you, a big part of what keeps us busy day to day is migrating that large user base over. Towards the end of last year, we announced TTOMS, which is one of our biggest product launches in probably in the last decade. That will turn into a big 2019 project as well. 2019 for us, we announced the sunset of our legacy platform. So that pretty much means we've got about 9 months to migrate essentially the remaining 50% of our user base to the TT platform. And that's going to be the real challenge for us going forward this year is both getting these new product initiatives off the ground, all the while migrating a significant chunk of our user base. If we go back 6 years ago when we decided to take this direction and really fundamentally rebuild, we came out and said we're building this on top of the big C word, the cloud. And I think that 6 years ago, firms were telling us, not only can we not use this today, but we'll never touch the cloud. Our workflows are too important. We take data privacy too seriously that we'll never be able to use the cloud. That's obviously fundamentally changed. I mean, there's probably not a tier one bank at this conference who isn't not just using the cloud, but really fundamentally all in on the cloud. And so I think that has required a lot of education to our clients. Clients who see all the advantages of what we're doing, but nevertheless have fears on data privacy, on reliability, on security. And it's been, I think, an education process, particularly with the larger, more conservative banks, to say, here, no, this is why it's actually safer to put your data on these types of platforms. And here are the 50 reasons why, and here are the 50 hoops that we're jumping through to make sure that your data is secure as it's traveling around the world and as it's sitting on databases. Another initiative that's pretty exciting for us is our infrastructure services initiative. Something people were pretty excited and surprised to see coming out of TT. Essentially, what we're doing is we're taking the global data center and high-speed fiber backbone that we've built over the last 15 years and offering that up from a pure infrastructure services perspective. So what does that mean? Essentially, if you're someone who has no interest in using TT for our software, for our trade execution platform, but you want to have co-located servers and co-located infrastructure access at the world's biggest exchanges, and you want to take advantage of our ultra-low latency, high-speed fiber route that we interconnect the regions globally, you can now use us to do your physical infrastructure hosting. Of course, there's a pretty compelling story to be told for firms who do want to use us for trading and also have infrastructure needs. This is really the first time we've taken this asset that we've been building for years and years and years now and said, we can offer something pretty compelling that.